Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. It's our weekly look at the local creative sector. I'm David Fair, and along with my content partner and co-host Deb Pollack. Deb is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw. Today, Deb, we get to focus on one of my favorite organizations in the area.
Mine too. And with that in mind, Dave, have you ever played the If I Won the Lottery game, where you have to say the first thing you would do with your winnings?
Almost every week.
It's a fun game. Well, we play a version of that in the nonprofit world where our organizations are chronically undercapitalized. Our fantasy game asks, what would we do if an unexpected seven-figure grant appeared unexpectedly?
Well, the Neutral Zone is as hard a working nonprofit as I know and recently had that kind of good fortune. And with that, we'll introduce Neutral Zone's executive director, Lori Roddy, to Creative Impact. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
The Neutral Zone was recently the recipient of a significant grant. From where did it come?
Mackenzie Scott and Dan Jewett recently made a $2 million gift to the Neutral Zone.
$2 million. Is that the biggest gift you've had in least recent memory?
It is the single largest gift we have ever received, yes.
Congratulations on the grant, Lori. Mackenzie Scott and Dan Jewett are hell-bent on giving away their 66 some odd billion-dollar fortune. To receive such a surprise gift of this magnitude must be like a dream come true.
Absolutely. I mean, we're beyond grateful, and it actually feels too good to be true. So, yes.
So this wasn't a grant that Neutral Zone applied for. How were you notified, and what was the process before you actually heard about this?
We were contacted by a consulting firm in March, where we participated in an interview and sent in a series of additional information about the organization. At the time, we just knew that there was a potential donor whose priorities and values aligned with our mission, but we did not know who it was or an amount for the gift.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Lori Roddy, who serves as executive director of Neutral Zone.
So in nonprofit jargon, a transformational gift is one that stabilizes an organization and allows it to grow. Usually, but not always, it's a large contribution from an individual or foundation who continues to provide oversight after the gift is made. The Scott Jewetts are transformational donors. Can you help us understand what this means?
Yes. I mean, Mackenzie Scott is really thinking about philanthropy very differently. In the title of her post on Medium where she posted the gifts for this round, she calls it seeding by seeding, like S-E-E-D-I-N-G by seeding C-E-D-I-N-G. And what she's essentially doing is seeding her power and giving it back to community-based nonprofit organizations. She sees the organizations as the change agents who can have the greatest impact. So she's not looking at a proposal about what we want or plan to do with clear goals and objectives outlined. She looked at our past work, who our center was, our values, our organization, and says that based on who you are, I trust you to put your team of people together, and I trust your community to make the biggest impact with these dollars.
Specifically, how then will the Neutral Zone utilize the $2 million?
Sure. Well, you know, the Neutral Zone has built its success on building a community and a collective process. And so we will engage teams and staff and board, community partners to put together a new five-year vision and strategic planning process and end up with a plan that will allow us to provide some guidance on how we think about the funds, likely thinking about significant unmet needs, large billing infrastructure, future financial stability. The work that we would imagine trying to do in the next 25 years, we can accelerate that process and likely do in the next 2 to 3 years to ensure Neutral Zone stability and just to be at our best to support young people for future generations.
By definition, that is transformational. Now, Lori,
yes.
Very often significant donations can help inspire other philanthropic people and organizations to donate. Is there an opportunity to use this money to create even more significant and seven-figure kinds of investments in Neutral Zone?
You know, I would hope so. I think, you know, for us, we're connecting with community leaders and partners to brainstorm and to generate how we might think about that. One thing that's really exciting is the neutral zone, and I think this is how we were identified, is we are part of a music youth development alliance. It's called MYDA, M-Y-D-A for short, and it's a national coalition of youth organizations who, like Neutral Zone, use music to engage young people to increase their access to transformational opportunities like, you know, workforce development opportunities and health and access. So all of the MYDA organizations were funded in this recent gift by Mackenzie Scott, and I know that the MYDA network will be convening specifically to think about how do we leverage, how do we build, how do we stabilize our alliance to support other organizations.
It's all good news. Creative Impact and our conversation with Neutral Zone Executive Director Lori Roddy continues on 89.1 WEMU.
There's a lot of chatter among nonprofit executives about how philanthropy has historically been patriarchal and frequently favors nonprofits that mirror the donor's image and personal mission. That left many smaller BIPOC social service organizations behind. Lori, what are your thoughts on whether the Scott Jewett model will influence and change that paradigm?
I hope it does. You know, in this particular moment, as we emerge from COVID, and like many nonprofits, nonprofit organizations usually support populations of people who have experienced significant challenges and systemic inequities. I think we all have to strive to be more anti-racist. We need to reflect on our own systems and practice and structures. And the donors and foundations and supporters and partners, they're all a part of that ecosystem of how we make decisions and how we are able to move our missions and organizations forward. I think that, you know, Neutral Zone and other nonprofit organizations need to be able to invite our donors and supporters into our own processes of reflection and anti-racism. You know, and I think for every organization that might look different. Mackenzie Scott and Dan Jewett are making a big statement right now that maybe philanthropy could look different. And I think we need to trust our donors to join our efforts.
You know, Mackenzie Scott and Dan Jewett are among several billionaires who are following the leads of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett in pledging to donate the entirety of their fortunes. But as you mentioned, there are many more stakeholders and not everyone is as wealthy. Lori, what influence do you think these millionaires and billionaires making such pledges has on encouraging philanthropy among the less wealthy?
You know, every gift matters, right? And I think especially for Neutral Zone in this past year, every time a donor gives a gift to the Neutral Zone, to me, and what that means is that they believe in our work and they trust us to move our mission forward. And I think that, you know, major millionaires and billionaires who are thinking about how do they give their wealth away and how do they trust a community to do it is really important. They're modeling it for so many more people who will follow them. And I hope that, you know, Mackenzie Scott continues to lead that effort for others.
You know, Lori, the way that you and the Neutral Zone team are so thoughtful and considerate and responsive to those that you serve certainly would lead to why I think Mackenzie Scott and Dan Jewett selected you. But I have to ask, is there one fun, crazy thing that Neutral Zone is going to do to celebrate this amazing gift?
I don't know. I think, you know, I'm excited to see what our community comes up with. I imagine building our strategic plan. I know that doesn't sound exciting, but you know, we often set goals in our strategic plan that are far-reaching, and we hope that we'll find an opportunity to be able to create a vision and a strategic plan that we really know we can make happen is totally exhilarating.
I have yet to meet an administrator who didn't think that was crazy fun.
I think that there's nothing more exciting than writing a vision for this organization for the next 5 years and know that we can work to achieve it.
That's amazing, and I know you're going to make a success for this. Thank you so much for sharing your story and for joining us on Creative Impact.
Indeed.
Thank you so much.
That is Neutral Zone Executive Director Lori Roddy. Find out more about Lori and her work at WEMU.org. Deb Pollock is President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and my Creative Impact co-host, and we'll be back again next week with Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.